Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The No Asshole Rule by Robert I Sutton, PhD, is a practical guide to building and protecting a workplace culture where people can do good work without being demeaned, intimidated, or drained by chronic incivility. Drawing on organizational research and well-known cases from business and everyday office life, Sutton explains why persistent jerks are not merely unpleasant but costly, undermining performance, health, creativity, and retention. The book frames a straightforward standard for behavior and then explores how leaders and employees can apply it in hiring, management, teamwork, and day-to-day interactions. It also speaks to readers who feel trapped in toxic environments, offering ways to reduce exposure, maintain self-respect, and decide when to exit. Rather than treating workplace nastiness as a personality quirk, Sutton treats it as a systemic problem that spreads if left unchecked. The result is an accessible blueprint for creating a more civilized organization and surviving one that is not. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the rule and why everyday cruelty is expensive. A central contribution of the book is making incivility concrete. Sutton pushes readers to think beyond occasional bad moods and focus on repeated patterns that leave others feeling humiliated, disrespected, or powerless. By defining the behavior in terms of its impact, the rule becomes actionable for managers and peers who need a shared standard rather than vague advice to be nice. The book emphasizes that unchecked nastiness carries measurable costs. Targets often lose focus, avoid risk, and spend energy on self-protection instead of problem-solving. Witnesses also react, lowering trust and reducing collaboration because they learn that disrespect is tolerated. Organizations then pay in turnover, absenteeism, health-related costs, and the erosion of institutional knowledge. Sutton highlights how a single habitual offender can contaminate norms, since people imitate what they see rewarded or unpunished. In this view, the rule is not about politeness for its own sake, but about maintaining the conditions that allow competence to surface. The topic encourages readers to treat civility as a core operating principle tied to performance, not as an optional value statement that disappears under pressure. Secondly, how toxic behavior spreads and becomes a culture. Sutton explores how organizations drift into accepting behavior they once would have condemned. A major mechanism is normalization. When leaders excuse a high performer who mistreats others, the message is that results matter more than respect. Over time, people stop reporting problems because they expect no meaningful response, and they may even adopt similar tactics to protect themselves. Another mechanism is social contagion. Incivility provokes defensiveness, retaliation, and gossip, pulling more people into cycles of conflict. Stress amplifies the spread because overloaded teams become impatient and more likely to interpret others negatively. The book also points to structural factors that make cruelty easier, such as unclear roles, ambiguous authority, and reward systems that celebrate individual heroics while ignoring team damage. Sutton's approach treats these as design problems. Culture is shaped by what is hired, promoted, and tolerated, and by the routines that determine how people interact. The takeaway is that preventing a toxic culture requires attention to small, repeated moments, not just grand speeches. Civilized workplaces are built by consistently signaling what behaviors are unacceptable and by creating systems that make respectful collaboration the default. Thirdly, hiring, promotion, and accountability practices that uphold civility, a practical theme is that the easiest asshole to manage is the one you never hire or promote. Sutton argues for screening not only for skills, but also for how candidates treat people with less power, such as assistants, junior staff, or service workers. Reference checks should probe patterns of interpersonal harm, not just job outcomes. The book also warns against confusing confidence with competence and against being seduced by star performers whose reputations hide collateral damage. When a problematic person is already inside, Sutton advocates for clear accountability. That includes explicit behavioral expectations, swift feedback when lines are crossed, and real consequences when patterns persist. He stresses consistency because selective enforcement breeds cynicism and fear. Leaders are urged to examine their own incentives, since tolerating abuse can feel like a shortcut to results while quietly raising long-term costs. The topic also covers the importance of managers modeling the rule. People watch what leaders do under pressure, especially in conflict. When leaders demonstrate restraint, listen actively, and treat criticism as information rather than a threat, they set the tone for others. Sustaining civility becomes an operational discipline, not a motivational poster. Fourthly, everyday tools for employees living with difficult people. Not every reader can change an organization, and Sutton addresses the reality of surviving in imperfect environments. He outlines strategies for reducing exposure and preserving personal agency when dealing with chronic antagonists. One tool is boundary setting, limiting unstructured access, using written communication when appropriate, and documenting interactions to reduce ambiguity. Another is building alliances, since isolation makes targets more vulnerable and collective norms can discourage bad behavior. Sutton also highlights emotional tactics that help people avoid being pulled into escalating fights, such as reframing attacks as information about the aggressor rather than proof of personal inadequacy. Choosing when to engage and when to disengage can conserve energy and protect reputation. The book encourages readers to identify safe spaces within the organization, including mentors, supportive peers, and projects where respectful collaboration is possible. It also stresses self-care as a professional responsibility because prolonged exposure to contempt and intimidation can distort judgment and erode confidence. Importantly, survival is not framed as passive endurance. Sutton presents it as active risk management, protecting performance and dignity while assessing whether the environment can improve or whether leaving is the healthiest option. Lastly, leadership choices that create a truly civilized workplace. Sutton treats leadership as the leverage point for enforcing the rule and preventing backsliding. He argues that leaders must be explicit about standards and back them with systems, not just personal charisma. That includes designing meetings, feedback loops, and conflict resolution processes that prevent domination and encourage respectful dissent. Leaders can reduce cruelty by lowering unnecessary status barriers, clarifying decision rights, and rewarding collaborative behavior alongside individual results. The book also emphasizes the importance of small rituals, how leaders handle mistakes, how they respond to bad news, and how they treat people who cannot advance their careers. These moments communicate whether the organization is safe for honesty and learning. Sutton warns about the temptation to excuse abusive behavior during crises, when urgency can become a license for disrespect. Instead, crises are when norms matter most, because stress makes people watch leaders even more closely. The topic underscores that a civilized workplace is not conflict-free. It is a place where conflict is handled without humiliation, where strong performance is expected, and where human dignity is treated as a non-negotiable constraint on how work gets done. In conclusion, this book is best for managers, team leads, HR professionals, founders, and individual contributors who want practical language and standards for confronting workplace incivility. It is also valuable for anyone feeling stuck in a toxic culture and needing a clearer way to evaluate what is happening, what options exist, and what can realistically change. The benefit to a reader's life is both professional and personal. The ideas help protect mental energy, improve collaboration, and reduce the hidden stress that comes from walking on eggshells. Readers learn to recognize patterns early, set boundaries, and support healthier norms in their teams. Compared to many workplace culture books that stay at the level of values and inspiration, Sutton's approach stands out for its blunt clarity and operational focus. It treats abusive behavior as a business and systems problem, not merely a personality issue, and it acknowledges the hard cases where leaving is the right answer. Buying this book is worthwhile because it provides a simple rule that is easy to remember, a framework for accountability and survival tactics that apply across industries, making it a durable reference for building and defending a civilized workplace. If you would like to support Robert I. Sutton, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.